Dr. Robin Murphy's Lotus Health Institute, online at lotushealthinstitute.com.
I don't have the patience to experiment with people based on some idea in my head when I have systems that work. Hisiaga systems work, Hahnemann's LM system works, the water system works. I can experiment within the system because they're so flexible and adaptable. I don't have to jump around on theories and high and low. There's people now that give a high potency for 3 days and wait, then put a person on the low with the same remedy. There's some that give one remedy each week, or some that give it once a month. That's all off-the-wall prescribing, okay? You don't know how long that remedy is going to work. And some people say, oh, if you give Ignatia first and then follow with tuberculinum, it will work better. These are actual people have told me this. And they're helping me with my prescribing. So thank you. Because they had one case where they gave Ignatia and followed with tuberculinum. So they make a general rule. That's why they're the most confused and mixed up group. Okay? And them and the Kentians make up 99% of the practicing homeopaths, the mixers and the Kentians. Okay, one's confused and one's dogmatic. But the Hisiaga people, and there's very few people that really devoted themselves to Hisiaga's technique. A lot of people say, oh yeah, I tried low potencies and it didn't work. How long did you try it? Few cases. For 1 year, 6 months. They never got in and studied that system. It's a wonderful system. And that led me to the water, and that led me to the LMs. And it's a natural progression. It's the exact same progression Hahnemann did. That's what's nice about it. I find that I'm not so bad after all with all these changes I went through. I end up, I went through the same changes Hahnemann went through. Okay? And when people are beginners and think they're advanced, that's sad. Yes.
Hahnemann also said that the LMs work really well, better than anything else he's tried in the acutes.
Right.
And what he'd do is with every 5 minutes, every 15 minutes, every half an hour, get it in there, he'd start changing from LM1 to LM2, you know, in the same day. By the time he got up to LM7, he's giving 200.
Yeah.
You know, so, or maybe a point or whatever.
Right. So we just don't do it because the people don't have LMs at their house.
Yeah.
And 90% of our acutes are over the phone. And then there's people that the Kentians would never treat someone over the phone or through the mail. Oh, that's a big sin. And there's people who wrote articles about that, right? I don't know if they were directed at me personally, because everyone knows that I do that. I've treated cancer, multiple sclerosis, most horrible diseases, and I've never met the person got well. This idea that we have to sit and connect and watch their body language, it's crap. It's a direct level of your knowledge of materia medica and your prescribing skills and all that. And to believe that you need all this body language interpretation, that's one class of cases. I call it elitist yuppie homeopathy, upper class homeopathy.
So that's not useful information?
Isn't that useful? Hahnemann said it was useful. It can be,
but
you need to know.
But if it's your whole focus and your whole reason on every case, it's off the wall. Someone has gangrene or cancer and they're dying, and you're trying to read their body language or interpret their relationships with their parents and their school, and the gangrene can kill them. They will get a surgery. Their leg will get cut off at the knee for one toe.
But mental and
you have to find a remedy similar to that. If there's mental emotionals coming as a concomitant to the gangrene as part of the case, that's your totality. You have to cure that. You have to perceive what has to be cured, else you're living in a dream world. You treat every patient the same. And Hahnemann says, no, no, no. Every patient has to be individualized as to all these things. Potency, remedy, follow-ups. Every case is different. If you sit down and take a 2-hour case with everyone and emphasize that this false hierarchy of mental, emotional, physical, and all this stuff in every case, that's not individualizing the case. And with the low potencies, we can find the right potency scientifically. We don't have to theorize. This person's not so sensitive, I'll give them a 10M. Pure guesswork, pure speculation, amateur homeopathy. Beginners, they have no system of cure. That's what homeopathy is about. Systematic eradication and cure of chronic diseases, deviations of health, mental emotional disturbances, miasms, and restoring a person's vitality to its highest level in a systematic way, in the shortest period of time, in the gentlest manner. That's classical homeopathy. Not being a psychiatrist. That's part of homeopathy.